Would you guys believe that about 10 years ago at Friends Church, we were at Master's Academy, and we had a set and a set of music that kind of sounded like that. Good energy. It was really well done. And I was standing at the back. I was standing back in the corner right there. And I was watching the band just play their heart out. And I'm looking across all the people because I could stand on the side and I could see everybody. And it was just like dead out here. People weren't really singing. No one was really engaged. People were just kind of sitting there like... And something inside me snapped and I said, that's it. We are not playing music ever again at Friends Church. That's it. We're done. Now, some of you know me. I get a little bit feisty sometimes. After 2 days of, no, we're not playing any music. No, it's done. No more music at Friends Church. This is crap. We put all this effort into it and that's not working. We're done. I started talking with people. So I sat down with someone and I said, you know, the band just played his heart out. What's going on with you? And I said, you know what? If I can sing along, oh, something happens in me. I said, well, perfect. I fixed it. We just need to play songs that people can sing along to and everything's going to be fine, right? I had about 4 seconds of pure joy where I thought I'd solved it that quickly. So I talked to the next person. I said, hey, so if we play songs you can sing along to, that'll make it better, right? And they're like, whoa, no, 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 heck no. If you make me sing, I'm leaving. Like, oh, man. In week one of the series, Jeff talked about how music does something in our brains, physically changes us. How just hearing music, and we can all feel it. We've all felt, you hear a song, our mood shifts. That's physical. But Jeff took it a bit further. He said when we sing along to that music, our brains light up even more. And then in Jeff's best infomercial voice, he talked about if you sing along in a group about something that's more than you, it's like fireworks go off in your brain. There's a reason why when you're at a sporting event, you know, a hockey game or something, and everyone stands up to sing the national anthem, you feel something there, don't you? Even now, as we sang, you could feel as Alessandra's voice picked up, especially as kind of the energy of the band picked up, you can feel it. It's moving you. It's changing you. For those of you who sing along, you could probably feel that, couldn't you? Jeff talked the next week a little bit about what happens in a situation where you have one person who says, if I can sing along, this music will work for me. And then the person right next to them says, if you make me sing along, I'm leaving. You know, I spent a bunch of time researching music. One person said, it's the lyrics that help me connect to something more. When they say this or that. One person said, it's the energy of the leaders. When the leaders are really into it, it's just like I get drawn into it and it just creates something more in me. Some people talked about the harmonies. Folks, if he ever sings a high harmony over her, it's just like magic. I get goosebumps instantly. I don't even know why. Why does that happen? We're going to talk about that. So think about your answer of why that works for me. Some people talked about the emotion of the music itself. Upbeat, mellow, reflective, somber, excited. They say it's the hit for the week. You give me some good music that's upbeat, man, I'm good to go for the week. As we worked through this, as I studied this, and I shared it with the team, we realized there is no one-size-fits-all thing that works for music. There just isn't. At the beginning, we tried to fight it. We will make you all like the same music. That didn't work very good. So instead, we created this value. We worded it this way. We respect each person's unique spiritual journey. That came out of studying people's reaction to music. It says that no person's the same. None of you are the same. Now, maybe you are. You can come up to me and tell me how you're exactly the same as the person next to you. Prove me wrong. I'd be happy for that. But I've never met two people who have the exact same spiritual journey. Can you put the next part up, Esmond? We recognize that not everyone's journey begins and ends at the same point with the same experiences or beliefs. In fact, we believe that no two people's journeys were ever meant to look the same. You felt it too, haven't you? Even here. You have a moment during the music or something, you know, we're saying, and you're just feeling like, oh, that is just gold. And you're looking at the person next to you thinking, you know, we're going to kind of amplify this by sharing this moment together. And the person next to you is just flat. They're like texting their lunch arrangements. You look at them going, seriously, what are you doing? It's gold up there. Right? Are you sitting there thinking, eh? I was just going to say Jeff's not on his game, but no, Jeff's always on his game. Vince isn't on his game. You know, the bands, yeah, they're doing okay, but you look to the person next to you, and there's tears coming down their face. They're moved that much. No two people's journeys look exactly the same. After 10 years of studying music, I realized that none of us seem to share the exact same model of God, expression of spirituality, past and presence. But that diversity comes at a price, doesn't it? What works for you may not work for the person next to you. What works for them may not work for you. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And so now you're sitting in a place like this on a Sunday morning with a band playing their hearts out. But it's not one size fits all. So we wrote this last line into this value. It says this: this approach requires personal investments. We don't believe we can define someone's spiritual journey for them. Essentially, this says, you have work to do. Not because I just want to be mean and make you do all the work, but because I, Jeff, the band, we don't know what your work is. I don't believe we can know what your work is. It makes you wrestle with this. Ask yourself, is this working? Does this work for me? Being aware of that. And then not only being aware of what works for you, but then seeking it out in a moment. If in music, lyrics is your thing, and there's a certain lyric that, man, if they sing that lyric, it works every time, your job is to pay attention and look for that lyric. And when that lyric comes, this is the moment. This is the big pitch. It, you know, be ready for it. Don't get distracted by anything else. Don't be focused on anything else. Be in the moment. So when that lyric hits, you can have it touch you. If it's a style of song, if it's a certain musician who's playing, your homework for today is going to be just try and figure out what your unique spiritual journey looks like with music in a group setting like this. So I want you all the way through, if they say something that resonates with you, I want you to go, oh yeah, 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 that's right, totally works for me like that way. If you're a high harmony guy, male high harmony person, watch for that, because it's gold. I kind of want you to sing high harmony on most of the songs now. So, the band's going to do a bunch of stuff today. We're going to talk about it. But all the way through, I want you paying attention. What resonates with you? What moves you? What makes you go, oh yeah, that's how it works for me too? And then pay attention to that. Remember that. That's your unique spiritual journey with music. Okay? Now we're going to do something a little bit different. We make musicians do a lot of different things. Today we're going to make them talk a little bit. So Alessandra, let's just talk a little bit about the first song you played, Touch the Sky. Why that song?
Well, I remember I was actually driving home from a worship practice when I first heard this song, and I don't often listen to Christian radio stations.
Okay.
But I did, and that song was playing, and I was struck right away with the lyrics and the sound. And I guess I don't typically like a lot of Christian upbeat songs. They're hard to find ones that I personally resonate with. I find sometimes they are really cheesy. I remember this one song, to the left, to the left. I'll never forget hearing that song at church once thinking, oh.
So cheesy is bad. Cheesy is bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone's version of cheesy.
High harmonies, though, that's not cheesy, right?
High harmonies aren't cheesy.
Gold.
I have a hard time finding upbeat songs that I like to play, and this one is more upbeat in it, and I liked it.
Why did you like it?
I think it had the word dance in it, and I, as a dancer, I resonate with any time someone uses that as a metaphor or analogy for how they're feeling, or even just expressing that they want to dance. Like, my soul will dance. I just get that when I.
So it actually makes you want to dance?
Well, I'm always at the piano, but it makes me want to feel open. And like that first line of "What fortune lies beyond the stars," I look up to the sky a lot. And wonder. I've been talking a lot about the super moon happening.
What happens when you look up in the sky? Why do you do that?
Because I'm filled with wonder and filled with awe and questions. And so when I look up, I feel the beauty. And I think there's something in your body when you can lift. I mean, I know Jeff talked about that three-tiered business and how back, you know, we used to look up for certain reasons. But I do. I feel open when I can look up. It feels right. It feels good. It doesn't feel like God's up there, but it feels like my body is open.
And when it's open, what... Because I'm not very kinesthetic,
I feel more receptive to the divine moving in me. And so this song makes me feel that way. I also like how it musically moves from slow and low to high and higher. and I like that about it. There's a build that makes that's always. I often pick this song first in a set because I just think it's a nice way to start. Because it starts slow and it builds.
So you guys deliberately build those, because you must, because I was listening as I was listening, and I'm trying not to pay attention to what I need to say, but it seemed like it built, and then it kind of dropped off a little bit, and then it just went, over the top.
Yeah, it's got a lot of dynamics in the song, but...
Do you do it deliberately?
Oh, yeah.
So you guys, totally know what's going to work for us.
This is pretty close to the recording, so can't say that I don't know. Can't take credit for that, but I liked the way the recording sounded.
When I first talked to you about the song, you mentioned that it felt really honest. Mm-hmm. Can you just unpack that a little bit? Is it honest lyrics? Is it honest how it sounds? Does it just make you feel honest?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's just such a mix in this song of wonder, you know, like again, looking at the stars, but then also this surrender idea. And I always find that word tricky. But I feel like in this song it really captures the idea of surrender in a way that's not like I give up, but of okay, let's do this kind of feeling. And being okay with whatever's in the middle of that. Like there's a lot of low and high in this song, and then the middle's left out. And I like that idea. It's kind of abstract, but in my how I feel, I like to become low to get the high. I get that, but I'm a really all or nothing, all or nothing, and really manic at times type of person. Okay. So I get the really low and really high. Like
But we can feel it, right? When she's feeling something, we can feel it spill out on us, can't we? That song gets it, especially when you start ripping it up and you tilt your head back and just give her. I love that. when you played it today, how did it feel?
It feels good. Yeah, I have to be really aware and mindful when I'm starting the morning to not be afraid of all of you. And just because I sometimes find Wednesday rehearsals to be my most spiritual experience with the music, because we're playing with it and there isn't a crowd and I can feel that moment. So my goal and my desire is that he can bring that from Wednesday to the morning. So it's sometimes hard for me because it's a different environment, you know, and different things happen and whatnot. So that's kind of one of my goals.
I often wonder, because you guys will both talk about, you pick a song because it resonates with you. And so you find this song that resonates with you, but it's very different than what may or may not work for the community. So there must be a tension between, I love this song, but in a group like this, it's a dud, and I like this song, and in a group like this, it's a home run?
Well, I usually try a song twice. If it really doesn't feel like it's connecting as it did by myself, then I just don't do it again.
That's a dud.
There's definitely ones where it's like, oh, it didn't work. But you got to give it a couple tries. And I always just go with, well, it moved me, and I'm not so special, so surely it would move other people as well.
Huh.
Sometimes it's the way we did it. If it wasn't, you know, I like to give things a couple tries.
Do you just try it again the same way, or do you change it up? Do you speed it up, slow it down, change how you arrange it?
Sometimes.
Hmm. So did it feel like today this song was a good way to start the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Do you all feel like it was a good way to start the morning? Okay, why don't we do, can we go to another song? The next one, I think, is All God's Children. This one, we'll talk a little bit with Gregory after about why you picked this one. You know, I realized I never actually paid attention to the lyrics until just now. That's got some lyrics, man.
Yes, it does.
So just, between you guys playing it and... There's so much hope in that song. Is that what resonates with you? This, the All God's Children shining underneath, this sense of we're going to come around and, like, we're here to make it better?
Yeah, I think for me it's a pretty timely song in our culture. Where it seems like we have such huge dividing lines between people and opinions and thoughts and ideas and values. So for me this song is a lot about that. You see all this stuff going on in the world, and you're like, man, why? Why is all this hatred? Why is all this segregation? Why is all this rejection or judgment, judgmental attitudes that are out there, right? And so hate, war, crime, whatever you want to put on it. And this song, to me, feels like it taps into this river that's flowing underneath that all, that springs out this hope. And I think that happens when people... like Friends Church get together and we say, no, this is, we're gonna do something different. We're gonna make a different statement in the world.
That's amazing. Yeah, sorry, that would just move me. Does it move, like, as you perform it? Does it do something as you perform it?
Oh yeah, for sure. The song really didn't resonate with me very much when I first heard it. It's written by John Foreman, who's a lead singer of Switchfoot, and so this is his solo stuff, and didn't really resonate with me very much on his album until my daughter and I got a chance to go and hear him live here in Calgary. And hearing that, him come off the stage and just unplug and just stood right in the middle of the auditorium. It was down at Knox United Church downtown. And the entire group was singing that chorus with him, All God's Children Shining Underneath. And it was like, still chokes me up.
Totally.
It's like a really spiritual moment for me, hearing the voices of God's children singing that song together in that atmosphere was extremely moving for me. And that's when I think the song really connected with me, and I started to really understand more about what John was trying to say through the song, right?
So, yeah. Thank you. That move anyone else out there? That one gets me. I'm sorry I missed that. I'm always down with the kids or in Switch during that time. I feel embarrassed I missed it. All God's Children Shining Underneath. That's gonna stick with me. I want to talk a little bit about this next song, but I want to talk about it beforehand. This song, Alessandra's gonna do it. It's a deep song.
Yeah.
But it's not. Tell me the line that just gets you.
The first line: "These things unseen won't cripple me." That's it.
Where does that take you?
It defines my last year of life. Really been through some spiritual stuff this year, and letting go of so many things that I thought were absolutes. And that was really hard for me and really scary at times. I just felt super lost. And just so unsure, and So it was just a really scary time for me, and this song came into my life around then. And hearing that, these things unseen won't cripple me. What I don't know is okay. It's okay not to know, and it's actually quite nice sometimes to not have to know. And once I really came to that understanding, I felt so free and have developed a deeper longing than ever before because of it. It's like, you know, when you're being held down by chains or strings, and then, you know, somebody cuts them, you can go higher. You can go, you know, and that's kind of how it felt for me. And so this song says, you know, I don't know all of these things, but yet there's this longing, and that is me.
And the longing is?
The longing is for God. I have a deep longing to experience the divine and to have a spiritual existence. And it's undeniable. And then there's days where it's like, I don't know anything. But the longing never goes away.
So this speaks to the longing for you of that's first, okay, I'm in the middle of the mess, that's okay, but there's still, that core is still there. Whether I know or what I don't know, that core, is that what this song says to you?
That is what is real to me. That is what is true. That is what I can say for certain is there because it's in me.
And it just
repeats that in the chorus. It's so repetitive and so simple.
What's the chorus again?
Love is and always was the longing place inside my heart to know you and be known by you. And I mean, couple that with the harmonies of the song, the tempo of the song, it just feels right to me. It is a style that I really enjoy.
Okay. Would you play it for us?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay, that little dropout at the end almost seems like there's some, what happens when you guys build it all up and you drop and you just have the voices? What does that feel like to you?
Peaceful.
The sense I got through this whole song was there's, you really want something more. And this song felt like really honest, like I want something more.
Yeah, when people tell me speak from my heart, it's like that, I have a hard time speaking in proper sentences from my heart, because as soon as I say something out loud, it seems like less than what it meant when it felt like something. So I feel like words fall short. I'm like, well, how does that feel? Well, good. You know, like I don't have...
That's what I'm doing always.
I sing from my heart. I dance from my heart. You know, like that's what I understand. And so it's really hard for me to express what this song does in emotion.
Did it feel like you got to your heart when you sang it today?
Yeah, it definitely did.
Did you guys feel alone? Yeah, that's incredible. Thank you. We're going to kind of take in a bit of a different direction. Okay. A little bit more energy, right? No, we're doing the song we planned, so we're not changing that. I warned them. I said, if I go a different direction, just follow me. Now he's like, oh, man, now what? So we're going to do Oh, How He Loves Us. But it's the longing song is just such a soft song, a deep song. This one goes in a bit of a different direction. So why don't we do this? We'll get you to play it. Then me and you will chat a little bit about why this song, okay? That was the most, kind of previous life, I was a theologian, so I spent a lot of time working on models of God. That was the most models of God-ish song we've sang today. This idea of God loves us. But when I heard you talk about it, this isn't a theological statement for you, is it?
I don't know, I kind of, every time I do it, it hits me in a different way.
How did it hit you today?
I think I was overwhelmed by this feeling of just that we're all broken. We all have things in our lives that are messed up. And that's just, there's this overwhelming sense of grace for it all. Mm. And I think that the more I understand that grace for myself personally, the more I can extend that grace to other people.
So this song is less about who God is and more about where you are in a moment.
Yeah, I don't know. I still feel like I feel God's presence when I sing this song. And I feel like all of my mistakes and all of my struggles and all of the things that I'm not happy about, that is just okay when I sing this song. And I feel that from God when I sing this song. And so I definitely felt that this morning for sure.
It was interesting as I was sitting back there. By the way, whoever's sound, there's this kind of sound pocket just past there. So if you see me keep going down, it's because up here it doesn't sound right to me. It sounds like your ears monitors. There I can hear what you're feeling, or I can feel it. But today I felt this sense of you felt loved.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what that grace is. It is love personified. It's the expression of love. It's grace for each other.
Huh. I like that. Today, again, I could see it not through the theologian's eyes, who God is, therefore this, what about that, what about justice, all that stuff. I could see it through your eyes of just going, yeah, it feels nice to be loved.
Yeah, this song the first time I heard the song was a very interesting time in my life, because I had been on full-time staff at a church doing music every Sunday, and I was going through big change in my life, and I had to let that go. And I loved doing it, and it was a season of my life where I just had to say it's just not right anymore, and I gotta step down. And then I had visited that same church that I was pastoring at, and they were doing a conference on the weekend, and it was a different band up there. And it was the first
not
time.
You
yeah not me And it was the first time I heard this song as well, and I was overwhelmed by that feeling of that, even though I'm not up there and my life has changed and I've got to let things go and let them die, that it was still okay when I heard the song. And so then I was like, I've never heard the song. This is the song. And I discovered it was by a guy named John Mark McMillan, who wasn't really well known in the Christian circles or in church music at all. And he had wrote this song out of this place of complete and utter brokenness, because his best friend had just died in a car accident. And so that just amped up the value of the song to me. Personal stories behind things always help me attach a lot of emotion and meaning to my own life.
Yeah. So. Man, that's the kind of theology I can get behind.
Yeah.
Let's do one more. I'm going to get you to talk a little bit about the last song we picked. This one, actually, on my sabbatical, I went down and listened to the liturgists, and part of the liturgists is a band named Gungor. I know I'm throwing names around, but it was a show, and I got to hear them play this song live, and they played it all with all the lights off, and they were wearing these hoodies with LED lights, just so you could see where their arms were and where their head was, but you couldn't see anything, and it was just this profound moment. So I don't know if this one hits you guys, but one sec, before you play, let me just... I'm just going to close this off for a second. Why'd you pick this song?
I think I'm a pretty melancholy person when it comes to... I don't know. I find the times where I feel closest to something divine are the times when I'm the most broken, or the most in those states of things aren't going right. And those are the times where I feel like I'm more connected to something bigger than me. And so this song is really just about that. It's about these seasons in our lives where things die. And then what happens out of that death? What happens out of that place? And just like the seasons, when we go through a season of death and dying into the fall and into the winter, spring comes and new things are born. And it has to happen. It's part of the life cycle. And I think that for me, I over the last probably 5 to 6, 7 years or so, really understanding that suffering is part of the journey. And it's not something that we should avoid, and it's not something that we should run from try to get out of as fast as we can.
But it's really bloody hard, isn't it?
It is. We don't want to live there, but unless you're like me, and I kind of...
It makes great art, though. It makes great art.
Yeah, and that probably any time I've written any meaningful songs, to me, it's either been out of place where I was in utter appreciation for my wife, or just a place of brokenness and sadness.
I think that's why this song is so great, is because it kind of takes you out of that melancholy, but it acknowledges it. Like, I was thinking exactly what you're saying about the death for life to happen. And I think that's very point on this song.
I agree wholeheartedly. Folks, you kind of hear now the heart behind it. Doesn't it shift some of these songs as you kind of hear behind them and hear what goes into them, hear the stories behind them? Again, your homework today, if you want to do your homework, which I think is always good, if you want to grow in your spirituality in whatever this looks like for you, my encouragement is this. Pay attention to what works. Know it. Seek it out. If they're doing a song that resonates with you, whatever you need to do, if you need to dance your butt off in the aisle, go for it. Yeah, movement. You just talked about movement. It's not just about what they do. It's sometimes about what we do. Are you open to doing what you need, to focusing where you need, to experience something bigger than this moment? Folks, we exist to help people who don't fit church find their unique spirituality, and today was all about your unique musical spirituality. So you can make this world a better place, change the world, just like you talked. The children underneath, making things new.